Nehemiah chapter 10. Upon the sealed document are the names of Nehemiah, the governor, son of Hakaliah, and Zedekiah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluch, Harim, Meremoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Meaziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, these are the priests. And the Levites, Jeshua son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel and their associates, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kelita, Peleiah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu. The leaders of the people, Parosh, Pehath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Bunai, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Ater, Hezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Heshum, Bizai, Harif, Anathoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hazir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Haneiah, Hoshea, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Hilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Measiah, Ahaya, Hanan, Enan, Maluch, Harum, and Beana. The rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple servants, and all who have separated themselves from the peoples of the lands to adhere to the law of God, their wives, their sons, their daughters, all who have knowledge and understanding, join with their kin, their nobles, and enter into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes. We will not give our daughters to the peoples of the land, or take their daughters for our sons. And if the peoples of the land bring in merchandise or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, we will not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day. And we will forego the crops of the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. We also lay on ourselves the obligation to charge ourselves yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the rows of bread, the regular grain offering, the regular burnt offering, the Sabbaths, the new moons, the appointed festivals, the sacred donations, and the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel and for all the work of the house of our God. We have also cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God by ancestral houses at appointed times year by year, to burn on the altar of the Lord our God as it is written in the law. We obligate ourselves to bring the first fruits of our soil and the first fruits of all fruit of every tree year by year to the house of the Lord, also to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, the firstborn of our sons and of our livestock, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, and to bring the first of our dough and our contributions, the fruit of every tree, the wine and the oil, to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and to bring to the Levites the tithes from our soil, for it is the Levites who collect the tithes in all our rural towns. And the priest, the descendant of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive the tithes, and the Levite shall bring up a tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, to the chambers of the storehouse. For the people of Israel and the sons of Levi shall bring the contribution of grain, wine, and oil to the storerooms, where the vessels of the sanctuary are, and where the priests that minister, and the gatekeepers and the singers are. We will not neglect the house of our God.
Nehemiah chapter 11. Now the leaders of the people lived in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots to bring 1 out of 10 to live in the holy city Jerusalem, while 9 tenths remained in the other towns. And the people blessed all those who willingly offered to live in Jerusalem. These are the leaders of the province who lived in Jerusalem, but in the towns of Judah all lived on their property in their towns. Israel, the priests, the Levites, the temple servants, and the descendants of Solomon's servants. And in Jerusalem lived some of the Judahites and of the Benjaminites. Of the Judahites, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, son of Zechariah, son of Amariah, son of Shephatiah, son of Mahalalel, of the descendants of Perez. And Maaseiah, son of Baruch, son of Kol-Hose, son of Haziah, son of Adiah, son of Joarib, son of Zechariah, son of the Shilonite. All the descendants of Perez who lived in Jerusalem were 468 valiant warriors. And these are the Benjaminites: Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Joed, son of Pedaiah, son of Koleiah, son of Maaseiah, son of Ithiel, son of Jeshaiah. And his brothers: Gabai, Salai, 928. Joel, son of Zichri, was their overseer, and Judah, son of Hasanuah, was second in charge of the city. Of the priests: Jedaiah, son of Joiarib, Jakin, Seraiah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, officer of the house of God, and their associates who did the work of the house, 822. And Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pelaliah, son of Amzai, son of Zechariah, son of Pashur, son of Malchijah, and his associates, heads of ancestral houses, 242. And Amashai, son of Azarel, son of Azai, son of Meshilamoth, son of Emir, and their associates, valiant warriors, 128. Their overseer was Zabdiel, son of Hagedolim. And of the Levites: Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, son of Bunai, and Shabbathai, and Jozabad, of the leaders of the Levites, who were over the outside work of the house of God, and Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zabdi, son of Asaph, who was the leader to begin the thanksgiving and prayer, and Bakbukiah, the second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shamoah, son of Gelal, son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their associates, who kept watch at the gates, were 172. And the rest of Israel, and of the priests and the Levites, were in all the towns of Judah, all of them in their inheritance. But the temple servants lived in Ophel, and Zeha and Gishpa were over the temple servants. The overseer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzai, son of Bani, son of Hashabiah, son of Mataniah, son of Micah, of the descendants of Asaph, the singers in charge of the work of the house of God. For there was a command from the king concerning them, and a settled provision for the singers, as was required every day. And Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And as for the villages, with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its villages, and in Dibon and its villages, and in Jekabzeel and its villages, and in Jeshua, and in Molada, and in Beth-Pelet, in Hazar Shual, in Beersheba and its villages, in Ziklag, in Mekona and its villages, in En Rimon, in Zorah, in Jarmuth, Zanoa, Adullam and their villages, Lachish and its fields, and Azekah and its villages. So they camped from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The people of Benjamin also lived from Geba onward, at Michmash, Aijah, Bethel and its villages, Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nabalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of artisans. And certain divisions of the Levites in Judah were joined to Benjamin.
Nehemiah chapter 12. These are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluch, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Edo, Ginnathoi, Abijah, Mijamin, Meadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joiarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and of their associates in the days of Jeshua. And the Levites, Jeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mataniah, who with his associates was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving, and Bakbukiah and Uno, their associates, stood opposite them in the service. Jeshua was the father of Joachim, Joachim the father of Eliashib, Eliashib the father of Joiada, Joiada the father of Jonathan,
and Jonathan the father of Jaddua. In the days of Joachim the priests, heads of ancestral houses were Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Amariah, Jehohanan, of Malukai, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Merioth, Helkai, of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Miniamin, of Moadiah, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shamua, of Shemaiah, Jehonathan, of Joirib, Matanai, of Jediah, Uzai, of Salai, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Jediah, Nathanael. As for the Levites, in the days of Eliashib, Jehoiada, Johanan, and Jaddua, there were recorded the heads of ancestral houses, also the priests until the reign of Darius the Persian. The Levites, heads of ancestral houses, were recorded in the book of the annals until the days of Johanan, son of Eliashib. And the leaders of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, with their associates over against them, to praise and to give thanks according to the commandment of David the man of God, section opposite to section. Mataniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, and Akkub were gatekeepers standing guard at the storehouses of the gates. These were in the days of Joachim, son of Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and in the days of the governor Nehemiah, and of the priest Ezra the scribe. Now at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem they sought out the Levites in all their places, to bring them to Jerusalem to celebrate the dedication with rejoicing, with thanksgiving, and with singing, with cymbals, harps, and lyres. The companies of the singers gathered together from the circuit around Jerusalem and from the villages of the Netophathites, also from Beth Gilgal and from the region of Geba and Azmaveth, for the singers had built for themselves villages around Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people and the gates and the wall. Then I brought the leaders of Judah up onto the wall, and appointed two great companies that gave thanks and went in procession. One went to the right on the wall to the dung gate, and after them went Hosheiah and half the officials of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and some of the young priests with trumpets. Zechariah son of Jonathan, son of Shemaiah, son of Mataniah, son of Micaiah, son of Zakur, son of Asaph, and his kindred, Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Maai, Nathanael, Judah, and Hanani, with the musical instruments of David the man of God. And the scribe Ezra went in front of them. At the fountain gate, in front of them, they went straight up by the stairs of the city of David, at the ascent of the wall, above the house of David, to the water gate on the east. The other company of those who gave thanks went to the left, and I followed them with half of the people on the wall, above the tower of the ovens to the broad wall, and above the gate of Ephraim, and by the old gate, and by the fish gate, and the tower of Hananel, and the tower of the hundred, to the sheep gate. And they came to a halt at the gate of the guard. So both companies of those who gave thanks stood in the house of God. And I and half of the officials with me, and the priest Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Micaiah, Eloenai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eleazar, Uzai, Jehohanan, Malchijah, Elam, and Azer, and the singers sang with Jerahiah as their leader. They offered great sacrifices that day and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The joy of Jerusalem was heard far away. On that day men were appointed over the chambers for the stores, the contributions, the first fruits, and the tithes, to gather into them the portions required by the law for the priest and for the Levites from the fields belonging to the towns, for Judah rejoiced over the priests and the Levites who ministered. They performed the service of their God and the service of purification, as did the singers and the gatekeepers, according to the command of David and his son Solomon. For in the days of David and Asaph long ago there was a leader of the singers, and there were songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. In the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah, all Israel gave the daily portions for the singers and the gatekeepers. They set apart that which was for the Levites, and the Levites set apart that which was for the descendants of Aaron.